I've seen a big division. I mean, it seems almost like teams, like go occupy Tampa, occupy Wall Street, occupy Oakland. And all along, I've been waiting for everybody to come up under just an Occupy message. And not just with Occupy, because for me, this is about all the uprisings that are going on in Egypt, in China, in Russia. I think we all have the same message, and we just kind of need to find that common goal and what we're all looking for.
Thomas wanted to quiet criticism that the movement doesn't have a clear goal. Cheryl Roselli, also with the Tampa Group, thinks issues ranging from environmental concerns to the housing crisis all stem from corporate greed. But the Occupy movement puts stronger numbers behind individual priorities.
But if we could all run our numbers to each issue, then maybe something can be done about it.
They split up into four groups to hash out their ideas. Roselli took notes as other members spewed idea after idea on how to make protests more noticeable to the public and to the media.
Somebody had the idea of when we protest to do things out of the ordinary, like, for example, nudity. Don't know if anyone's going to do that, but that was an idea somebody threw out.
And in keeping nudity shock value in mind, Occupy Tampa's Thomas talked about sending people to gentlemen's clubs in search of Republican delegates. Thomas works in a local strip club and said he just wants to call out the hypocrisy that exists in conservative rhetoric.
They're the first ones that, at the front line saying, you know, these things are bad. But they're the first people that you also usually see in these type of establishments. I've seen many of them over the years. I've worked in these clubs for 15 years now, and I see people from all walks of life. I've seen preachers. I've seen, you know, school teachers, a wide variety of people that patron these clubs. Not necessarily doing anything bad, but they'll be the first person at the pulpit telling you they're bad, you know. I mean, they may just be coming in to have a drink or enjoy themselves, which a lot of people do. These places aren't the shady, you know, type places they get the reputation for.
The group focused on demonstrations that could be held outside the highly restricted event zone in Tampa. The space around the Tampa Convention Center and some outlying areas will have heavy police presence, and protesters are banned from carrying items that could be used as weapons. Occupy St. Pete's Sherry Sutrich said a supporter of the movement offered property he owns to use as a staging ground.
We have a place that we can gather, and one idea we have is to surround the Trop just hand in hand. And whether we get enough people together to do that, that's hard to say. And there's been other talk of having a parade downtown here. A couple different people want to do like a demonstration during the week here. A lot of people are staying in Pinellas County at the beaches, I think at the Hilton here. So, you know, we have so many ideas, and that's what we're just trying to do is nail down these ideas.
St. Pete city officials have said they plan to implement an ordinance similar to the one in Tampa. It would likely ban any items that had sharp points. Cheryl Roselli from Tampa said some items that are allowed could be used in protesters' favor.
Well, just in reference to having signs when we do protests, a good idea was to use your umbrella as a sign. That way, if it's sunny or raining, you've got double duty, protect yourself against the elements, and also you have a nice sign. And, of course, we wouldn't have metal tips or spikes because we wouldn't, you know, unless we think anyone to think it's a weapon of some sort. No, it's just your sign and your umbrella.
And Amy Mazuka from Occupy Lakeland suggested some groups protest the venture capital business that has been criticized for profiting at the expense of middle-class workers under presumptive Republican presidential nominee Mitt Romney's watch.
When Mr. Romney accepts the nomination, there's a call for protests against Bain Capital and what that could mean to us and what possible we could do here in this area.